Joining us right now is Spencer Brown. Spencer is the spokesman for the Young Americas Foundation, and they were sponsoring a speaker at the University of California, Berkeley. Man, the guy got canceled again. Seems to be happening a lot. Spencer Brown, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is not your first speaker that you have sponsored that has been barred from speaking at Berkeley. Who is it this time and what happened? What is the excuse? Why is this person not allowed to speak?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So this time it's Ben Shapiro, who, you know, I can't think of anybody who would be better qualified based on his past experiences speaking on campuses for Young America's Foundation to address an embattled campus like this on the issue of free speech. You know, he's been universities have attempted to stifle his speech before, and so he's no stranger to this. Young America's Foundation is no stranger to this. And the university is just hiding behind this sort of security threat as their reason for why he can't speak on their campus, and it's something we've seen them do with the past two speakers we've also tried to have speak there.
So they told you that they can't keep the students safe who want to see him, so that's why he can't speak there?
Exactly. It's sort of this mix of, it's always very vague concerns that they issue whenever they reject a speaker like this. So in this case with Ben Shapiro, they said that they, despite extensive efforts on their part, they were unable to identify a venue that would be appropriate for Ben Shapiro to speak at 2 months out. You know, we requested this venue 2 months in advance, and the school still claimed that they were unable to find a suitable venue for him. So they cited that. They cited the need to do a security audit sort of to see if they thought they could keep him safe. And then through that audit is usually when they apply these viewpoint discriminatory and, frankly, unconstitutional time, place, manner restrictions just because he's a conservative.
Yeah, this is the thing that really stuck out to me, Spencer. I'm looking at the timing of this. He's not even supposed to speak until September 14th. They've already ruled this thing out. They said, Ben Shapiro on our campus? Oh, weird. We just happen to have a bunch of conflicts on that date 2 months from now, and there's no chance. There's just no venue available. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it really is ridiculous. And to the point of their safety concerns, you know, obviously Young America's Foundation is also concerned about student safety, and we've had our students come under attack repeatedly by leftists on campus. But what we discovered is that Berkeley's campus police actually has a stand-down policy where the officers are not told to intervene until there's a situation where there's an imminent loss of life. And so what this has done is given these leftist thugs on that campus the ability to do whatever they want up until the point, basically, of smashing somebody's face in. It's what we've seen is this kind of lawlessness just breed on that campus, where now conservatives are, you know, threatened bodily harm just for trying to listen to another conservative.
Well, broadcasting, if you're the campus police and your threshold is told to the public, I don't think that serves anybody. This is like telling ISIS when we're going to leave. I mean, you start telling people like, hey, we're only going to act if there's an imminent threat to life. You're damn right they're going to knock over vehicles and set them on fire because they know there's no recourse to it. So has the school, has Berkeley, since, say, the Milo protest, have the cops once or the institution once, the administrators once, reassessed how they handle campus police and these types of riots?
To the best of our knowledge, they have not. We discovered, actually, the stand-down policy after the school blocked our lecture there with Ann Coulter, and we discovered that they had this policy in place. And so, you know, it's just ridiculous that they essentially allow the Antifa thugs, anybody on campus who wants to use violence to shut down an event, use that rioter's veto, basically grants them a license to do so.
So why can't they do something if they truly were interested, as they say that they want to give speakers a chance? They, you know, they do support. They send out a message: Ben Shapiro is welcome on our campus. We're committed to supporting his and your rights to free speech. In a message to students, they sent that out. Why don't they do something like call in the local police department and pay them, or you know, I don't know, National Guard if you have to preserve the right of free speech on their campus if they're serious about it?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right with that. And that email that you were just quoting there is just filled with that same kind of doublespeak where they say in one paragraph, you know, obviously we welcome Ben Shapiro. Obviously we support the First Amendment, which I don't think is that obvious for first thing. But then they also continue then later on to say, you know, we need to look at this. We need to find an appropriate time and place for him to be able to speak. But frankly, the First Amendment doesn't qualify the First Amendment based on the time and place you're able to use it. It's just you have these freedoms in the United States. And for Berkeley to kind of sort of insert their version of what they believe the First Amendment should be is completely wrong. And that's the basis for the lawsuit that Young America's Foundation brought against the school, which is still moving forward at this point.
Spencer, I think in a prior story about this, I don't know if this was Berkeley, it probably was, there was some push by the institution to charge your organization or the organization hosting a speaker for the security needs of the school. Is that the case with Ben's speech?
You know what? The school, in their first email, it was just such a flat rejection that they never even got to the point of having that security audit and then assessing the security fees. But that is something that we've seen Berkeley do in the past. They did that with Young America's Foundation's lecture there that we were trying to host with David Horowitz, who was supposed to speak on campus. And they did the exact same thing they've done in the two subsequent cases with Ann Coulter and now Ben Shapiro, where they say he can speak off campus about 10 blocks away from the main campus. He has to speak in the middle of the day before, you know, it gets dark, because apparently that's what makes the leftist thugs come out, and then assess all of these security fees on top of the fact that they're not allowing
I'll tell you right now, if this was about some sort of like minority rights speech and it was being treated this way, where they were being charged to have the event on campus, the U.S. Justice Department would be called upon right away to rain down hell on that institution. This is a crazy story. Spencer, thanks a lot for bringing us an update about it today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.